We find that a personality that gives someone the ability to say funny things and see the humorous side of life is attractive to us. We want to be around them. Such pleasant people jar us into a different perspective by taking us out of our embedded serious selves and leading us into another way of looking at life. They gift us with the relief of laughter, which boosts our spirits, makes us see the world and our actions as a camera might. Absurdity, as with a narcissistic president who says he tells the truth when he can. Mirth. So, Joanne, what do you call a dead Unitarian Universalist?
All dressed up and no place to go.
And often with bracing humility. Joanne, how did Ambrose Bierce define an osteopath?
As the humorist of the medical profession. The quality that makes something funny, laughable, has a universal depth to it, and the surprise of recognition. An example of such humor is satire, especially when it is used as social commentary, a basic element in the writers we are highlighting today. Their wit is a connection to our common humanity, in much the same way that music has a universal quality that connects us all. Humor acts as a tonic, a surprise to the mind, a morsel of whimsy that deflates or debunks. Like when Oscar Wilde reminds us that genius is born, not paid. It delivers the unexpected and it elicits laughter as the only answer to this misdirection.
Certainly we have sadness in our lives, all the grief of the ages. As Mark Twain observed, the further the pendulum swings out over woe, the further it's bound to swing back over mirth. The truth is laughter is a grand leveler. The higher the monkey climbs, the more its behind shows. Humor is egalitarian. It equalizes us, sometimes with piercing merriment. Take, for instance, Dorothy Parker.
Upon hearing that a fellow journalist has died, she quipped, "How could you tell?"
The first thing I do in the morning is brush my teeth and sharpen my tongue, or...
Don't look at me at that tone.
If you want to know what God thinks of money, just look at the people he gave it to.
Dorothy Parker even provided several epitaphs for her gravestone, such as, "Pardon my dust."
Here lies the body of Dorothy Parker. Thank God.
This one's on me.
If you can read this, you've come too close.
Wherever she went, including here, it was against her better judgment.
And then there is the irrepressible Oscar Wilde. Born as Oscar Fingal O'Flaherty Wills Wilde, how's that for a name, in Dublin, Ireland in 1854, he endeared himself to the world with a wit that wouldn't quit.
I think that God, in creating man, somewhat overestimated his talents.
Amen to that. The world is a stage, but the play is badly cast.
America is the only country that went from barbarian to decadence without civilization in between. Think about that the next time you are grocery shopping down the aisles with 59 different kinds of cereal, 36 types of soda and snacks, 16 types of energy drinks, and 14 different brands of toilet paper.
Wilde also reminds us to always forgive your enemies. Nothing annoys them so much.
It is absurd to divide people into good and bad. People are either charming or tedious.
The only thing to do with good advice is to pass it on. It's never any use to oneself.
Some cause happiness wherever they go, others whenever they go.
A cynic is a man who knows the price of everything and the value of nothing.
A little sincerity is a dangerous thing, and a great deal of it is absolutely fatal.
When I was young, I thought that money was the most important thing in life. Now that I'm old, I know that it is.
There are only two tragedies in life. One is not getting what one wants, and the other is getting it.
Anyone who lives within their means suffers from a lack of imagination.
All women become like their mothers. That is their tragedy. No man does. That's his tragedy.
True friends stab you in the front.
Morality is simply the attitude we adopt towards people whom we personally dislike.
My own business always bores me to death. I prefer other people's.
The old believe everything. The middle-aged suspect everything. And the young know everything.
I like men who have a future and women who have a past.
Next, we turn to the incomparable and always irreverent Mark Twain, who counseled us to go to heaven for the climate, hell for the company.
Be careful of reading health books. You may die of a misprint.
I love that. Never argue with stupid people. They will drag you down to their level and then beat you with experience. Sorry, Bill.
God created war so the Americans would learn geography.
Sometimes I wonder whether the world is being run by smart people who are putting us on, or by imbeciles who really mean it.
A lie can travel halfway around the world, while the truth is putting on its shoes.
Fleas can be taught nearly everything that a congressman can.
An honest man in politics shines more there than he would elsewhere.
A patriot is the person who can holler the loudest without knowing what he is hollering about.
Facts are stubborn things. Ah, but statistics are more pliable.
Conservatism is the blind and fear-filled worship of dead radicals.
The man who does not read has no advantage over the man who cannot read. Think about that the next time you receive a tweet storm from our twit in chief.
The more I know about people, the more I like my dog.
Kindness is a language which the deaf can hear and the blind can see.
And last but not least, Twain had this to say about Judeo-Christian piety. You believe in a book that has talking animals, wizards, witches, demons, sticks turning into snakes, burning bushes, food falling from the sky, people walking on water, and all sorts of magical, absurd, and primitive stories. And you say that we are the ones that need help?
But the greatest thing about humor, perhaps, is that it's all around us, all the time, if we just look for it. Even in the pedestrian days of long winters, like now, or the irritable days of scorching summers. Humor can be highbrow. Remember the comic character, Mrs. Malaprop, the verbicidal aunt in the 18th century English play entitled The Rivals. Lead the way and we will proceed. It can be lowbrow. So, Joanne, how many of you use does it take to screw in a light bulb?
3. One, to affirm that the light bulb is natural, a part of the universe, and evolved over many, many years by small steps. Another is to ensure there must be no discrimination against dark bulbs in any form, and that there are safeguards for all dark bulbs to take their place alongside light bulbs on a basis of equality. And a third, to affirm the right of all bulbs to screw into sockets of their choice, regardless of the bulb's illumination.
Sitting right now. And humor can even be middle of the road.
Thank heaven. Misdirection continues to thrive in our Yankee language today. Our puckish vocabulary and phraseology always remain a work in progress. Consider our expressions. For example,
that's our oxymorons, for example. Assistant supervisor.
Friendly fire.
New tradition.
Genuine veneer.
Original copy.
Full-time daycare.
Full-time daycare. Plastic glass.
Death benefits.
Uninvited guest.
Holy war.
Highly depressed.
Live recording.
Authentic reproduction.
Partial ceasefire.
Limited lifetime guarantee.
Elevated subway.
Dry lake.
True replica.
Forward lateral.
Standard options.
Mandatory options.
Mutual differences.
Non-dairy creamer.
Open secret.
Resident alien.
Silent alarm.
Sports sedan.
Wireless cable.
Mercy killing.
Lethal assistance.
Business ethics.
Holy clown.
Artificial intelligence.
Clean coal.
You know, Joanne, I think people who go to psychiatrists should have their heads examined.
Yeah. You know, Bill, I'm not afraid of death. I just want to be there when it happens.
No, seriously, humor can also creep up on us from the unexpected sources and bring laughter in the darndest places.
thank you for riding along this morning in our flight of levity. We leave you with a sample of our endless supply of malapropisms from close to home and around the world.
Courtesy of Yogi Berra, Hall of Fame catcher for the New York Yankees. Baseball is 90% mental and the other half is physical.
When you come to a fork in the road, take it.
He hits from both sides of the plate. He's amphibious.
Always go to other people's funeral, otherwise they won't come to yours.
And never ever answer an anonymous letter.
Even Napoleon had his Waterloo. Watergate.
Okay, team, pair up in threes.
The future ain't what it used to be.
It's not the heat, it's the humility.
Past, present, and future colonizers, empire builders, and world travelers, be forewarned.
From Vientiane, Laos, every room is fitted with a French widow.
In a Paris elevator, please leave your values at the front desk.
Or the White House. In a Bucharest hotel lobby, the lift is being fixed for the next day. During that time, we regret that you will be unbearable.
In a Roman laundry. Ladies, leave your clothes here and spend the afternoon having a good time.
In a Japanese hotel, you are invited to take advantage of the chambermaid.
Ad for a Hong Kong dentist. Teeth extracted by the latest Methodists.
An ad for donkey rides in Thailand. Would you like to ride on your own ass?
In an Acapulco hotel, the manager has personally passed all the water served here.
At a Budapest zoo, please do not feed the animals. If you have any suitable food, give it to the guard on duty.
In the window of a Swedish furrier, fur coats made from ladies for ladies from their own skin.
In a Copenhagen airline ticket office, well, this works here in the U.S. too. We take your bags and send them in all directions.
In the lobby of a Moscow hotel across from the Russian Orthodox Monastery, you are welcome to visit the cemetery where famous Russians, composers, artists, and writers get buried daily except Thursday.
From a Japanese information manual about using the hotel air conditioner, cools and heats. If you want just condition of warm in your room, please control yourself.
On a detour sign in Kyushu, Japan, stop, drive sideways.
And finally, on two signs from a Majorcan shop entrance. English while talking, here's speaking American.
There you have it. At the end of the day, humor is our sanctuary.
And we are clinging to it.